Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
My guest the other day on the morning show was none other than Level 42's Mike Lindup. Here's another chance to catch up with him. Is a little timeless classic, and we love it. Level 42, Running in the Family. Such a distinctive sound, and a man who's been responsible for that sound, integral part of the whole band, Level 42, is Mike Lindup, solo artist as well, and he's joining me on the line now. Mike, thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Mark.
It's lovely. And you're no stranger to our little Isle of Man, because you've been over here playing a few times.
We certainly have.
And always a joy. Always a joy. Okay, Changes, great album, 31 years ago. What took you so long to get the new solo album together?
Well, it's a bit misleading because... Yes, Changes came out in 1990. I have actually produced a couple of albums since then, a piano album in 2003 and a song EP in 2012. But because this felt like it was going to be a sort of full fat, you know, 11 track long form album, it just instinctively felt like it was going to be the spiritual successor to what I achieved with Changes. And so it kind of fell naturally to call it Changes 2. I'm not very prolific, I must admit. I feel like I should be more like Prince and less like Peter Gabriel, but there you go.
No. You do it your way. But let's, within Level 42, did you have a break? I'm trying to work out the timeline.
Yes. So, you know, we started in 1980.
Yeah.
Took about 5 years of a lot of work and touring and, you know, kind of reaped the rewards of that in the sort of mid-80s into the 90s. Although by then the original members, Phil and Boone, had left the band, but we carried on, Mark and myself. And then at 94, we sort of had a break at the end of that year and sort of did other projects. And then Mark restarted it in 99. I rejoined in 2006, and we've been sort of going strong, mainly as a live act ever since then.
Yeah. And what a live act. What a live act. This album, I mean, it's not been easy for any musician, but putting something together as big as this, like you say, it's a full-on CD, full-on collection of songs. How have you put it together during lockdown and everything?
Well, actually, as often happens, you know, the songwriting is a sort of, it's an interesting process because often the idea for a song, which... mainly with me, and certainly, you know, when I've been writing with Level, you know, often the music came first, or a musical idea which suggested a theme would come first, and you kind of sit with it. You wouldn't necessarily develop it immediately. And so what happened is I had various of these ideas saying, you know, when you get a break, we'd like to come out on your next song album, please, Mike. And in 2019 was when they all started shouting very loudly, saying, come on, it's now or never. And so it was at that point in March that I started, you know, recording the songs for Changes 2. And then lockdown and the pandemic has happened. And obviously I've been continuing, you know, as well as I can through that process.
Now, the album, yes. Will there be any live gigs to promote it? I mean, can you do that now? Are the doors open again?
Well, it's going to be, you know, I'm still kind of finishing off some of the songs of the album. So intending to, you know, after this first single, I'm intending to drop, you know, hopefully one or two singles before the album comes out at the end of the year. And then, you know, that's where I'm focusing all of my energies. I'm not even thinking about live, no. But I would love to do like, a couple of showcase gigs maybe next year, if there's a space, depending on how things pick up with Level 42 and the whole live scene.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get you back with the band solo as well. And I just want to say, you know, a lot of talk. Mark King, lovely fella, fantastic bass player, but your voice and your keyboards are just as important in that band. There you go, I've said it.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so. You know, I think, you know, it's an alchemy, it's a chemistry, it's a musical relationship. And you know, what we always wanted to do from the very get-go was, you know, to kind of find our own sound and style you know, and be distinctive. And that's what I love about, you know, listening to other artists and groups is when you hear the beginning of something and it has, you know, a uniqueness or a distinction about it, you can spot straight away.
Well, I'll tell you what, he is a bit flash though, Mark, isn't he? I mean, he does stand out in a crowd of bass players.
Listen, he's uber talented. You know, he's, you know, when I met him, you know, he was a drummer. I was playing drums at Guildhall, and you know, he picked up the bass within a few months, and you know, has become a superstar on the bass. He's a prolific songwriter, you know, great singer, and you know, a fantastic person to be sort of, you know, in the driving seat when needed to be. So, you know, he gets all the credit he deserves as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let's get some more for you. Mike Lindup, thanks for coming on. We've got the new single from the album, the much anticipated Changes 2 album. We'll play it now. Mike, it's been great to catch up. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is Time to Let Go, Mike Lindup. Thank you, Mike Lindup of Level 42 fame. That's a solo single out from him and a new album coming later in the year. I'm Mark Tiley. Be sure to join me for the morning show with Shaw Alaman, Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 12.